news is our life.
All right, what's in the news this week, everybody?
It's what you need to know.
North Korean state media indicated late yesterday, early today, that they have the hydrogen bomb, supposedly, that Kim Jong-un and North Korea have a thermonuclear bomb. And observers in recent years have noticed North Korea has been working towards one, but we weren't sure. And, you know, working towards the capability to produce a bomb, but we weren't sure that they had one.
Oh, we have now. We do.
Oh, yeah. We have a bomb.
We have bomb now.
But you've said this before. Your dad said it.
Now we have bomb.
Kim Jong-il said it.
He was ear-informed. We have bomb now.
See, that's funny because his name was Kim Jong-il. Kim Jong-un. They were ear-informed.
Okay, well, we have it on pretty good source from Seoul National University that this appears that you guys don't.
We also have a car. That is two stories high. Two stories.
Okay, like a double decker bus.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like those exist there in London, and it's not a.
We also have an iPod that can hold 2 billion songs.
Oh. We also have a whale that have a horn on a head.
We have a rhinoceros. We have a unicorn whale.
It's a unicorn whale.
So I'm hoping they don't. I assume they don't.
Do we have a whale who blowhole it shoots ice cream?
I'm pretty sure that doesn't exist. So actually, no, that might be okay.
A unicorn and ice cream whale. Don't test us, or we will explode your country with unicorn ice cream shooting whale.
Intercontinental ice cream. Okay. Also, what you need to know, Utah University may change its name of the university, not just its mascot. Dixie State.
The mascot is going to be the unicorn whale that shoots ice cream from its blowhole, yes?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. As opposed to the Confederate flags. No, they've removed some of the Confederate throwback, but now Dixie State professor and to professor of psychology, Danielle Larson Reif, says they should change the name. She's saying they should change it to St. George University.
I know this will piss off a lot of people who like went to Dixie State, and they're like, what? Why do they have to change it? I went there. And we know we're not racists, and we don't really deal with the Confederate flag there, but it's kind of like how much of a D do you want to appear? I truly believe that for the most part, the people in the government in South Carolina, in states that have the Confederate flag, like mm-hmm. aren't active racists,
right? Of course,
like
not.
You just kind of can't be, but it looks like you are
because of the symbol.
Looks like you are,
yeah.
So, look, how much of a D do you want to appear? Like, I'm good with it. I know you guys are fine, but some people might think
that's what I think they should change their mascot to is the D's, because they got rid of the red D for Dixie State. They're getting rid of that. And so they've been taking ideas for mascots. Some of the options, Wranglers, Rockhounds, Marshals. I think they should just go with the D's.
I love the
D's. Yeah. Oh, you do?
That's what we hear.
Speaking of D's, if you have friends that like Trump on Facebook, now there's a way to publicly shame them. There's a website.
What?
Yeah. Friendswholiketrump.com. You can go to that and it'll let you know. I have about 20 friends that like Trump on Facebook.
Oh.
Of course, the whole world trying to distance themselves from Trump
right.
after his...
So then do you defriend them or what do you do after that step? Do you just...
Give them the D? No. The defriending?
What?
I have friends. I looked this up yesterday, too. I've probably got about 50 friends, and some of these friends are in radio, and sometimes you just want to stay informed.
Sure. You want to keep an eye on the enemy.
That's right.
Yes.
That's why I watch a lot of gay porn.
Right.
Saying.
Of course.
Just not purely for informational purposes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I read Playboy for the articles.
Okay.
And for the D.
So there we go.
Yeah.